This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Paul Nunez, and I'm interviewing Teodoro Martinez in Knife West 137th Street on July 30th. Do you give me permission to record this oral history review?
Yes, I do.
Please fill in as much basic information as you're willing to share. Your name?
Teodoro Martinez.
Age?
42.
Occupation?
Correction officer.
Racial identity?
Female. No.
Racial, that's racial.
I'm sorry, I am a black Hispanic.
Gender identity?
Female.
Sexual orientation?
Single?
Wait, hold on. Let me look that up. If you're female or transgender or something like that.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Tell me the story of how you and your family ended up in New York City.
Well, I was born in New York City. Both my parents are born and raised in Honduras. But I was raised in New York. So my mother gave birth and she was here in New York.
What was your opinion of police before the protests against police brutality began in May 2020? Do you have any interesting stories you are willing to share about encounters you have with the police before May 2020?
Well, prior to this stuff that was going on with the police, I had my encounters with the NYPD as a young adult. Me and my sister were, had an incident, and we were basically stopped by the police about something, and it just went wrong. We had to get my mother involved, and it was wrong that we were called the types of bitches, and it was scary. It was a scary situation. With us being young and not knowing, and then, we having a foreign, my mother was a foreigner, so she really didn't know about the laws and stuff like that about kids. So, put us in a compromising position where we didn't know what to do. But, prior to all of this happening with the police, I didn't have a good rapport. No, I didn't have a good rapport. I was always afraid of the police, or about getting stopped and, questioned and things like that. So, me as an adult now, now that I'm an officer, it's different.
Now I'm going to ask, what's your opinion about the protests?
So my opinion about the protests, do I agree? Yes, it's certain things that the police do need to change on the way they handle us as civilians. Because, sometimes I don't have my badge. And sometimes I am, myself. And yeah, I am a police officer also. I mean, a correction officer. I'm an officer. But still, I do, there are things in the police department that do need to be changed. And I agree with the protests. And I have nothing bad to say about the protests. Things just need to be changed.
What was your opinion of the protest movements before May 2020? How's that opinion changed since May 2020?
Prior to May 2020?
Yeah. Before.
Before? What was my opinion? It's the same. Things just need to be changed. I always thought that. I always, felt that way. But it takes a lot to things to change. One person can change it. So the protest hopefully would change a lot of things that's going on within the police department.
How has that opinion changed?
How does my opinion change?
Since May 2020.
It hasn't changed. That's what I said.
Why do you think these protests erupted?
People are angry and, about the way they're getting treated, about, especially us minorities, the way we're getting treated. within the community, even in our communities, like, we get racial profiled, you know, we get treated differently than, you know, white people. And I don't think it's fair. Everybody should be treated the same. If, you know, if you're getting arrested for certain situations, I think all races are supposed to be treated equally. Everybody should be treated equally.
How has the coronavirus changed your life?
Well, the coronavirus changed my life in so many ways where, you know, I do work in a prison. So, there's no circulation. So, of course, you know, the virus is very prone to getting, like, where we, a lot of the officers have gotten the coronavirus, and some people died, which is a sad situation. It's just being more cautious now. You have to wear your mask. You have to wear, you know, clean your station, things like that. So it's just being more cautious. So I won't come home and give it to anybody that I love and I care for. So it has changed a lot about my views about everything, disease-wise.
How do you think the coronavirus has impacted these protests?
It impacted the protest because, you know, protesting meaning that you have to be around a lot of people. So, you know, you're shouting, you're yelling, you're saying what you feel, and you still have to be cautious about who you around, because you don't know. So that's why you have to wear your protective gear, your mask, you know, try to wash your hands or have hand sanitizers at all times. So,
were you involved at all in the protest since May 2020? If so, how so? If not, why not?
No, I have not been involved in any protesting because that's due to my job, and I don't want to have any conflict within my job. So, no, I haven't been involved in the protest. But do I agree with the protest and I support the protesting? Yes, I do. Definitely.
What did it take for you to get involved in these protests?
I mean, the only thing I can do, like I said, I can't get involved the way I want to get involved because due to my job. So the only thing I could do is just, like, donate into the protesting or see if I can donate or, you know, things like that. Donating, that's all I can do at this point.
What do you think about the cops' response to protests that begin in May 2020?
From the news that I see, I think that the police is trying to salvage what they trying, you know, or trying to fix why it is what it is with the protesting. So I see a little change. Maybe it needs to be a big change, but I see a little change.
What do you think about your mayor's response to protests that began in May 2020?
The mayor's views right now on the protesting, I don't think that he has said anything bad about the protesting. I think he from what I see, that he supports the protesting. So I don't see anything wrong with anything that he's doing with regarding the protesting. So he has a opinion in my side about how he's handling the protesting.
What do you think about your governor's response to protests that began in May 2020?
Oh, the governor is doing a great job. Governor Cuomo is doing a great job. I think he's very informative, and he's very, you know, telling us what it is that's going on in the world. And I think he's doing a great job.
What do you think about Congress' response to protests that began May 2020?
I mean, Congress is, what can they do and what can they say? So I don't have an opinion about what Congress is. It's a Congress opinion about the protest.
What do you think about President Trump's response to protests at beginning May 2020?
The president's response is that could be another subject, but, you know, the president's response is nothing. So I have no opinion about what the president's response is.
How have protests in the context of the coronavirus shifted the way you think race in America?
Can you repeat that?
How have protests in the context of the coronavirus shifted the way you think race in America?
It's my opinion right now with race and everything with the coronavirus, it's mixy, because it's like, now that, you know, we do have a president that is a, you know, let's keep it real, he's a little racist. So it makes somebody that's not a minority treat the minority differently, and I don't like that. So it has me feeling uneased, let's just say.
How would you like to see the movement resolved?
I would like to see that, you know, I hope there's a cure for the coronavirus, hopefully. You know, I hoped that hopefully that the police would salvage all of the stuff that the protesting, everybody is that's everything. How do you say it? Everything has to change. I think we need a big change. We need communication. I think everyone just needs to communicate and change the way they're thinking, their minds of thinking, and how they treat each other.
Have any protesters been in your facility?
No, I haven't had any protests in my facility. I work in Rikers Island, so that can't happen.
The last question wasn't done. Do you think there's another way to get your message out with the protests, or without the protests?
I think there were ways before, and nothing has happened. That's why we haven't protested now, because I guess because everybody is frustrated. So I don't think this is another way. I think this is right now the only way to protest.
Have people been released from your facility because of the coronavirus?
Yes, a lot of people have been released. Inmates have been released, like the older inmates have been released, just to for them not to, you know, for their safety and their health. So yes, a lot of people have been released.
Do you think America is doing a great good job handling the coronavirus?
At first, no, I didn't think so, but right now I think they have a handle to it right now. So right now, a little by little, but in New York it has gotten better. So hopefully it'll get better with the numbers going down.
What do you think we can do to change the police?
I think the way the police handle, like I said before, the way they handle the minorities, they need to change how they handle us minorities, us Hispanic, us Black people, us Mexican. It just doesn't matter what race. It just, we need to be handled, or we need to be treated the same, equally. That's what needs to be changed. We need to be treated equally. That's it.
That's good. Thank you for your time.